The following is a lecture entitled The More You Give Krishna, The More You Get Krishna, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on December 16th, 2015, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
So, we're very happy you've all come here tonight. You are the recipients of the mercy of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada by being here, being connected with this wonderful movement. We are very, very fortunate to be blessed by Srila Prabhupada with this opportunity to become happy, to become free from all anxieties, and to get out of the cycle of birth and death. People often ask me, what is the secret of how to rapidly advance in Krishna consciousness? How do you become fixed up? What's the secret of how to easily become fixed up in Krishna consciousness? And I tell them this: the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. In other words, a Vaishnava is an ocean of mercy. The more the devotee gives Krishna, that's compassion, you see. People are suffering in this material world not because of a shortage of money or a shortage of this or that. The actual cause of all the suffering in this world is the lack of Krishna consciousness. Everybody is suffering because of a lack of Krishna consciousness. So a person who takes up the mission of giving Krishna to others, they become very, very dear to Krishna. They become very, very dear to Lord Chaitanya. In fact, this is the order of Lord Chaitanya to all of us. He says, Jade deka tade kaha Krishna upadesh Amara agai guru horyatara edesh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become a guru and deliver the people of this world. You don't have to be an initiating guru to be a guru. Actually, every ISKCON member is supposed to be a guru. Not necessarily initiating, but instructing guru, you see. Even the little children. When Prabhupada was first preaching in India, it was Shama Sundar and Malati were there with a little girl, Sarasvati. She's a little tiny girl. But she used to say to the Bijabasi gentleman, do you know who is Krishna? And they said, oh, tell me who is Krishna. She said, she is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So actually, she was a first-class preacher, Prabhupada said, by doing that, you see. So simply, if you know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you're qualified to be a preacher. That's all you have to know. Krishna, everyone say that. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You're qualified to preach. If you simply understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are qualified to enlighten the world, to save them from their suffering condition by spreading this message. You see. Prabhupada said, preach to the world. Give them Krishna consciousness. So this is our family business. Our family business is to spread Krishna consciousness for the deliverance of all living entities. When I joined ISKCON, the way we would spread it is we would go out every day and we would do the chanting and we would talk to people and distribute Back to Godhead magazines. Some books had been printed, but no one had any idea that you could sell a book to somebody. It was like inconceivable. We thought only 25 cents for Back to Godhead. Nobody would give more than 25 cents. So the books were just sitting there in the warehouses, sitting there doing nothing. The books had been printed, like the teachings of Lord Chaitanya and the Krishna book. They were just sitting there. No one thought they could, Nectar of Devotion had been printed. No one thought they could be distributed. But then one day, some devotees were out on Harinam in San Francisco. We used to call it Sankirtan. They didn't say Harinam. It was just called Sankirtan. They were chanting and dancing on the streets, so it was called Sankirtan. So they came back from chanting and dancing, and they were short on gasoline, And they went to a gas station, and they didn't have any money, but they had a Krishna book. So they convinced the gasoline attendant to take a Krishna book in exchange for a tank of gas. And they went, wow, this is amazing. Maybe we could actually sell these. He actually gave a tank of gas for a Krishna book. So maybe we could actually sell these books. Why don't we try it? And they went out and they started selling them. And no one thought the books could be sold, but the devotees in San Francisco did it. And Prabhupada was so pleased, he said, now I will go and reside in San Francisco. He said, whoever is selling the books, that's where I will go. And I will stay there and do my translation work. So it would be a big competition. Well, we want Prabhupada to come to our temple. So everybody went out to sell books because we want Prabhupada to come to our temple, you see. And a whole revolution happened in ISKCON. Practically overnight, Sankirtan now meant book distribution. And the old Sankirtan became renamed as Harinam Sankirtan. So Prabhupada told us in Los Angeles, he said, please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. You're playing this madanga here in this room. You see, it can be heard in the room, maybe outside for a few yards away. He said, but this madanga, these books, they can be heard all over the world. And the fact is, these books are the greatest ambassadors of our movement, for saving the fallen souls. So if anyone who has genuine compassion upon the suffering people of this world, they must take up this mission of book distribution. Take every opportunity you can to distribute these books. This is Prabhupada's order. So everyone should think like this. What can I do to help the book distribution go forward? When can I go out on book distribution? Can I carry books with me so that when I meet people, I can offer them a book? I know one of my godbrothers, he was working at some corporation in Detroit. He took a Bhagavad Gita there and just put it on his desk. A co-worker came up and said, what is that book you have on your desk? He said, oh, this is Bhagavad Gita. And that, simply by having a book at his office, that co-worker became a devotee. He's now my godbrother, Ramiya Das. Because a Prabhupada disciple put a book on his desk at the office. Just put the book there so everybody could see it. And just by that act alone, a soul was saved from this material world, just by putting a book on his desk. So you should do everything you can to promote these books. If you have a cubicle in a corporation, just put a Bhagavad Gita there. Some of your co-workers, at least it'll help you to be a Krishna conscious by seeing the book. And your co-workers may say, what is that book? And you have a few extra copies in the drawer, you see. You're just ready. Distribute a book if someone's interested. So in this way, everyone should think, how can I distribute books? Because the more we distribute books, the more the world become delivered from the clutches of Kali. These books are Kali neutralizers. These books, they neutralize the age of Kali. The impact of the age of Kali is getting worse and worse. Terrorism, environmental, now the ice caps are melting. Everything is going haywire on this planet. There's only one solution for the problems of the world, and that is the distribution of Prabhupada's books. So everyone should take up this mission. The kids, the senior citizens, the women, the men, the sannyasis, the brahmacharis, grihasthas. Everyone must think, how can I push forward book distribution? This is how you become dear to Prabhupada, and this is how you become so happy. The more you can think about saving others, the more your anxieties will go away. So now I can ask if there's any questions. We have a question and answer session now. You mentioned that every member of ISKCON is qualified to preach. Should not those in preaching also preach by his own example? Yes. If you're preaching, you have to be a good example. That's another advantage of preaching. But no one likes to be a hypocrite. So So as soon as you start preaching, you say, oh, I got to set a good example now. It forces you. Because who wants to be a hypocrite? It forces you now to become an ideal devotee. See the advantages of preaching? Just for the sake of reputation, you have to be a good devotee if you're preaching. You see? So it's very good. You must be a good example also. Shouldn't break the principles. You should chant japa and become an ideal devotee. To what extent should we impose Krishna consciousness on our dependents who prefer to watch TV? Get rid of the TV. Get rid of it. Take it down to the second-hand shop and sell it and donate the money for book distribution. Get the damn thing out of the house. Get it out. Go home tonight and put it in the trunk of your car, and tomorrow drop it off at the second-hand store. That's the best thing you can do for your family. That's called love. They may scream and holler. Tell them that it was broken. We had to send it off for repair. It never comes back. Instead of television, the family should get together and have kirtan every evening, you see. The family that chants together stays together. The family that watches TV, they fight over which show they're going to watch, isn't it? So give up this nonsense television and take up Krishna consciousness as the center of your family life. Advanced spiritualists are supposed to be a kind friend to all living entities. How is it that they are sometimes inimical towards one another? Example, Drona and Drupada. There are pastimes between great souls that appear to be inimical, but actually we should not try to imitate such pastimes. We have to learn how to always love the devotees, always engage in loving exchanges with Vaishnavas. Why don't you come here? We can sit this side where you can answer some more questions. It'd be nice. It'd be nice to have you answer some questions too. Why don't you come sit this side and you can answer some questions? Everybody, you know, you're facing the audience. No? You can answer some from there then, okay. This is my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi. My disciples call her Guru Mata. Very advanced devotee, and she has a lot of times her answers are better than mine. So. Well, to definitely take advantage of her presence tonight. As devotees, we understand that these books are real ambassadors of Krishna's message. But don't we get bad reaction when the books are mishandled by non-devotees? You want to answer that one, Devi? So, the question is, just like sometimes you go on book distribution, someone takes the Bhagavad Gita and they rip it in half and throw it in the trash can. So, I say, well, we shouldn't go on a book distribution because somebody abused the book. In warfare, such things happen, you see. Sometimes there are fatalities. Does that mean you don't fight the war? The benefit of one person getting a book outweighs the benefit of sometimes, rarely, somebody will trash a book, you see. So don't be worried about these things. That will happen sometimes, and Krishna excuses us if that happens. We don't suffer because of that. They will suffer. But we don't have to suffer because of that. What is that sound?
Mosque.
Huh?
Muslim prayers.
Prabhupada liked the Muslim prayers. He appreciated that prayer. They were praying when he was in Tehran. So, go on, even if they, sometimes that happens, go on with book distribution. Does someone have to take initiate, be initiated a devotee or a Brahmin to have a Gaura-Nitai deity at his place? No, not necessary. Why a devotee who couldn't make his children follow the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness referred to as a failed yogi? Is he, actually, we don't call... Prabhupada didn't make all of his children Krishna conscious. Does that mean he's a failed yogi? No. You may not call a person a failed yogi. Every living entity has its independence, and the children can ultimately do whatever they want. You give them the best facility, the best opportunity, and ultimately it's they do what they want. If that person is purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, he's not a failed yogi. It's because his kids are failed yogis. Doesn't mean that he's a failed yogi. If someone stopped coming to the temple with an excuse of avoiding materialistic devotees, is he right? Just let me know which ones you've attracted to answer, and I can let you answer any of them. You want to answer that one? Is that, you want me to answer that? You want me? Okay. Well, if somebody stopped coming to the temple to avoid materialistic devotees, then that person should also avoid himself, because he's a materialistic devotee. He should avoid his own association, because he's bad association for himself. That's the answer. He's a materialistic devotee. He's the materialistic devotee you should avoid. So what's he going to do? He has to come to the temple and associate with advanced Vaishnavas to come off the materialistic platform. How can we distribute Prabhupada's books if we haven't read them first? Actually, in the old days, that happened. I remember Suraprabhu was one of our big book distributors. The first day he moved into the temple, they sent him out a book distribution. He hadn't read all the books yet. You don't have to read all the books to distribute them, but you should be reading them, in the process of reading them. Actually, by distributing them, you'll become more inspired to read them. That's another advantage of book distribution. Because, well, if somebody may ask me what's in the book, I better read a little bit so I can at least tell them something, you see. Right? To represent the book, at least you should know one or two verses. I mean, you know. But what's this book all about? Well, I don't know. I just sell them. That doesn't work. So it's very good to distribute books because it'll force you to read them. Somebody says, what is this book? You can tell them, Raja Vidya Raja Guvam Pavittam Bindamuttavam Patakishavagamam Dharmam Shushokam Katamavyayam, my dear sir. This knowledge is the king of education. It's the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it's the perfection of religion. It's everlasting and it's joyfully performed. Just take the book home and give a little change. Give a little something to help the printing costs. Give a few dollars or whatever you have here. Rupees, yeah. Give some rupees. Take this book home, it's the greatest treasure of your life, and give some rupees to help us pay for the printer. That's all, you see. And this way, you see, you learn some verses. You can actually learn that verse. Someone says, why should I buy this book? And you go, Raja Vidya Raja Goyam Vavidya, and quote the whole verse to them. You see? What is more important, deity worship at home or doing japa? Doing japa. Should we drink milk, which is not meant for us human beings, but for babies, just because Almighty Krishna said so? Milk is not just for babies. You've been hearing some false propaganda. Milk is actually the necessary foodstuff to nourish the brain of adults. You want to be a buffoon? Or do you want to become an intelligent person? Drink hot milk. That's Prabhupada's system. When I joined ISKCON, the system was hot milk every night for all the devotees. Hot milk prasadam was the standard. Drinking milk, Prabhupada says, is necessary for developing finer brain tissues for understanding transcendental knowledge. Do you want to develop a high-level understanding of the Vedic wisdom? Drink milk and study Prabhupada's books. But somebody said to kill and eat beef in some ways that is also justified. We're exploiting cows for their milk. Actually, Prabhupada explained the cow gives more milk than the calf can drink. By nature's way, the cow gives more milk than the calf can drink. That extra milk is nature's arrangement for the human beings. Don't believe this false anti-milk propaganda. It comes from people whose brains are not developed. Why is initiation important? What if we continue to chant the Maha Mantra and follow all the rules and relations of ISKCON, but we do not get initiated? Want to do that one? Yeah, it's kind of a contradictory. If we follow all the rules and regulations, but initiation is one of the rules and regulations. You see? What is the third offense against the holy name? To disobey the order of the spiritual master. So if you don't follow the guru's instructions, you're committing nama parad. And the guru instructs that you must take initiation to get connected with Krishna. Prabhupada says that in the Nectar Devotion. You want to be connected with Krishna, initiation is required. So you're chanting, if you refuse to take initiation, you will be an offender against the holy name for your whole life. And you won't be qualified to go back to Godhead. It's a simple thing. How can we please our guru? I remember this question was asked. I was there with Prabhupada in Atlanta in 1975. A devotee came back, a Sankirtan, book distribution Sankirtan leader in the van, you know. He had his van of brahmacharis. They were, book distribution, ki jai. Fired up, you know. He came back in the Sunday feast. He stood up. He said, he had a big smile on his face. He said, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Just waiting to hear book distribution. We were all waiting. How is Prabhupada going to answer this question? Because some of us weren't book distributors. We were Vajaris or college preachers. You know, we were wondering how Prabhupada is going to answer this. It was a hushed silence in the room. And then Prabhupada said, if you love Krishna. So that's how you please your guru. You love Krishna. You want to please your guru? You love Krishna. I never forget that. It was amazing. Really, one of those moments that just sits in my heart. I never forget that day when he's, Prabhupada, please you the most. I understand I have to preach by example. I have full faith in devotional service, and I don't want to be a hypocrite. I too want to practice what I preach, but at the same time, I have my anarthas. How do I deal with this? Anartha Navritti. You got to declare a war against your anarthas. What are your anarthas? Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. You got to go on the war path against these anarthas. Mr. Lust, get out. Mr. Anger, sorry. Mr. Greed, Mr. Envy, just tell him to get out. I don't want you guys around anymore. You've been bothering me long enough, torturing me, making me miserable. And from now on, I'm just going to be a pure devotee. And you just get out of my life and stay out of my life. That's all. It's got to be tough for those rascals.
Preaching helps the person to practice.
Yeah.
Like preaching to oneself also at the same time, so we become conscious about it that, yes, I must not do this wrong myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very advantageous to preach. That's why I like, one reason I like being a preacher, you see. Here I am preaching every day telling you all to be Krishna conscious. Therefore, I better be Krishna conscious. I'm forced to be Krishna conscious. Otherwise, I'm a hypocrite, you see. I am a devotee of Krishna, but why is it that Krishna always favors the karmis? Now, wait a minute. You're not very Krishna conscious. You don't understand. You don't have a proper understanding of the reality. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I favor them. Krishna is not favoring the karmis. That's your illusion. I've been experienced that at my place of work, my boss always doesn't believe, also doesn't believe in ISKCON. You think somebody is favored because they're the boss? And they're making more money than you, therefore they're favored? No. Favor is according, you are favored how much your heart has become soft when you go Hare Krishna. You see, that is your favorite. That is being favored. You have to understand what it means to be favored. How can we convince someone who thinks that Krishna is not the Supreme Personality? I mean that my dad always argues with me that ISKCON is a sect. Actually, yeah, go ahead.
I was just thinking that isn't that person who feels that this one is sect, he is a sectarian himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. That's an interesting, that's a very interesting question how to answer them. First of all, if somebody is blasphemous and critical, you won't be able to convince him. It's not possible. He's not ready to be convinced. You won't be able to convince him. You just got to distance yourself from him as much as you can because he's a rascal. Sorry to say that about your dear dad, but he's a rascal. With a capital R. Anyone who denies Krishna as the Supreme is called asura, demon. So you just have to be, you have to not be disturbed in your own conviction that Krishna is the Supreme. Because there's a number of levels that you can deal with it on. First of all, is he an atheist? Or what is, this is what Prabhupada said, how to deal with such people. You ask them what is their philosophy and then defeat them. Don't be on the defensive, trying to defend Krishna against his attacks. If you want to debate with him and have an argument, you have to put him on the defensive. That's the key. You say, oh, my dear dad, what is your philosophy? And then you smash it to shreds. You always put him on the defensive. That's the key. If you want to know the art of debate, don't be on the position of defending against their attack. You attack them. That's the key in debate, if you want to know the secret. There's no time for no more questions.
We can ask them, what is his proof that Krishna is not Supreme?
Yeah, what's your proof? Give me your proof. Prove to me that Krishna is not the Supreme. You won't be able to say anything. That's a good argument. Yeah. What's your proof that Krishna is not the Supreme? Well, what's your evidence? He doesn't have any evidence. It's just his sentiment. That's a good point. Dad, what's your proof that Krishna's not? See, that's you putting him on the defensive, you see? Dad, what did you give me one solid piece of evidence that Krishna is not the Supreme? And he goes, well, but, you got him. You see? He can't bring any evidence. So she's given a good, I gave the principle and she gave the example. Guru Mata gave the example, you see. You ask, you say, what is your proof that Krishna is not the Supreme? Don't, if he says no, but what is your proof he is the Supreme? Don't put, he's putting you in the trap, you see. Don't you be in the position of trying to prove that Krishna is the Supreme. Then you're on the defensive. You take the defensive and put him on, you take the offensive and put him on the defensive. What's your proof he's not the Supreme? That's the position, that's an argument, that's how you have to do it. What's your proof he's not the Supreme? You see, that's the secret. Don't be on the defensive. It's like in war, you attack the enemy, not just defend yourself against their attack. You'd attack the enemy. You launch a full-scale attack, you see, blitzkrieg, or blitzkrieg for us, you see. Okay.
While Krishna and Ram are widely known names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the name of Lord Chaitanya is not well known even amongst Hindus,
except in Bengal, of course. Can you give the reference in the scriptures of Lord Chaitanya being an incarnation of Krishna? Study the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's tons of evidence. In the Bhagavatam also. What is that verse? Krishna Varnam Tavsha Krishnam Sangopam Grashta Barshanam Shajanti Samedasa. The scriptural evidence is there. You see.
To taking in consideration Prabhupada, milk and snake, Prabhupada's milk and snake analogy, can congregation be dangerous though Maha Mantra is pure? Can congregational chanting be dangerous?
Here's the thing. If non-devotees are chanting Hare Krishna in their own programs, just like there's one popular singer, he's a kirtan singer, and he's a Mayavadi. He sings Durga, he sings Krishna, and he has some cool tunes for Hare Krishna, but his kirtans are contaminating because he doesn't accept Krishna as the Supreme. So, but if you have if the program is organized by ISKCON and there are people there who are not pure, there it's not, as long as the leader is pure, that's all that counts. Let's say you go, there's a big, like a yoga retreat, some of these, you know, hatha yoga retreat, and they're all Mayavadis, and you go there and you lead a kirtan, you can get contaminated by their chanting? No, because you're leading the kirtan, or the devotees are leading the kirtan, they're all getting purified. Whoever's leading the kirtan, that's what counts. Doesn't matter if the Mayavadis are part of the congregation, they're all getting purified. Okay. All right, we'll just wrap it up with these two questions. We have four more, and then we'll do the next phase. Does ISKCON have Muslim devotees? Oh, yes. There's a real famous one, actually. His name is Haridas Thakur. He's a very famous devotee of our Lord Chaitanya's movement. He's a Muslim family. We have Muslims also in our movement. I know there's a nice, in Lat Riga, there's a nice Muslim devotee. There are many Muslims have joined our movement. Actually, there's many Muslims in our movement now. And,
Kazakhstan also Muslim.
Who?
Kazakhstan.
Radha Krishnan?
Kazakhstan.
Where?
Where?
What city?
Bibi Govinda Maharaj teaches in the country.
Oh, Kazakhstan. Yeah, there's a whole country of Muslims devotees. Yeah. Yeah, Kazakhstan. They're all Muslims. Yeah, it's a fact. So yeah, there's many. If so, do they also do Harinam in the Muslim country? A little difficult. Due to some healthy issues, I'm unable to fast the Ekadasi. No, you have to. You don't have to fast completely on Ekadasi. You just don't take grains and beans on Ekadasi. You must not take greens and beans on Ekadasi. You can take milk products that are high in protein, but you cannot take grains and beans on Ekadasi. You have to observe Ekadasi. How can you decide the picture cover on the? How can you describe the picture cover on the Gita? It is simply wonderful. There's Krishna and Arjuna. Krishna is driving the chariot. Arjuna is riding in the chariot. It's wonderful. It's very, very nice. You can describe how the pastime took place on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's a very nice description can be made. What is the best or the most appropriate way to plan a first ever visit to some holy dhams in India, taking into consideration offenses which might be committed knowingly or unknowingly there? Prabhupada says this, actually there are 10 dham aparadhas also to avoid. There's 10 nam aparadhas, there's 10 dham aparadhas. Become familiar with the 10 dham aparadhas. And know also that the spiritual master is the revealer of the dham. So we advise you to first take a shelter of a spiritual master. That's the best thing. Can you please elaborate on a devotee's position among many non-devotees in corporate functions, especially in the month of December when there are many parties, but they mean. You should try and be a little aloof, you know. I remember I used to work in a corporate job, and then they had these functions. I was an award-winning salesman in a corporation, one of the big top salesmen. So they have special dinners, you know, to honor all the top salesmen. And Mataji would pack me my prasadam in a little brown bag, and I go to this fancy thing that I have their plates, and I pull out my prasadam, eat my prasadam, and they're eating all the dinner. I just ate my prasadam. You have to be a little aloof, you know. Bring your own prasadam. Don't eat their garbage. Got to stay pure. What should be the stance of a devotee if he, in the event that he or she is a victim of some kind of adversities in a corporate organization where the boss said is a pure non-devotee? be true to Krishna in all circumstances. Okay. No more questions. No more questions. We're going to have a little special event here at the end. Please encourage each person present to at least take the responsibility of distributing a pack of RJB
500 rupees.
Huh?
500 rupees.
A pack of 500 rupees. That's a special book pack.
Yeah.
Oh, they're here now?
Yeah, they're here.
So do they buy them now?
Yeah, they can pay also later.
They pay for it now and take it for distribution? Okay.
Take their name and their phone number.
Okay, so all right. They pay 500 rupees and they get the books, and then they can
pay it also.
That's on all those bags there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we'd like everyone to take the responsibility now to be a part of the Lord Chaitanya's spiritual revolution by taking one of these packs, and you can cover the cost of the book and then go out and distribute it in any way you like. So who would like to participate? Raise your hands, please. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. Go ahead and take all the names down. Keep raise your hands until you get in line. Good. Raise your hands high. Raise your hands high so he can write down the name. He has to write down the name.
No, you can take the name. Give the bags now.
Oh, give the bags now. Okay, give the bags out now. Yeah.